I'm sure many of you are familiar with the film The Wizard of Oz, and the great focus at the end of that movie where Dorothy is saying, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home." It's wonderful to travel. It's wonderful to see new things, but there's something about home that we long for. It's our special place. A few years ago, Heather and I were in Montreal, and we had a bit of extra time, so I took the time to drive by the home that I grew up in when I was a youngster. That was my home for many years. Home represents security, familiarity, and of course, comforts. We talk about the comforts of home, and there's nothing wrong with that unless we're in the wrong home. Well, there are actually several news stories, if you search for it online, of people, usually intoxicated, who end up in the wrong house thinking it was their home, even going to sleep in the wrong home. And you might think that would be kind of strange. People would know the right house from the wrong home, but apparently not always. Well, this morning, I'd like for us to consider what God's Word says about our home. Because, and it's sad to say, it is far too easy for us to focus on the wrong home. You know, when we talk about our home, the first thing that comes to mind usually is the house we're living in, or the house we used to live in. And for us, that is home. We're comfortable there. And that's what we focus on, our home. Or if you're a little more broad-minded, you might think of this earth as our home. The world, the whole world is our home, and it's only one. We only have one of it. Well, this morning, I'd like for us to look beyond all of that. As nice as it is to have a house to go to, and as important as it is to do our part in caring for the world, the bottom line, according to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 14, is that this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come. In other words, there is more. This isn't the final resting place. The difficulty is we become so at home in this world, along with its securities and comforts, is that we don't think about anything else. Instead of thinking about our home here as being a temporary place, what we're passing through, we get so fixed on our home here that we forget that there is more. We live like we've settled in. And there's a problem with that. And the problem is that this isn't our home. This isn't our final destination. And when we have our minds focused so much on this earth and this home, it causes us to get anxious over things that I'm not sure we need to. The fact is, this world, this home, is falling apart in many ways, and we know it, we see it. We hear it on the news. There's chaos in the streets in many parts of the world. It's not a pretty picture. There's upheaval in the financial markets so often. There's outright war in many different places. And we haven't even talked about the pandemic, or even more so, politics. Oh. In all these situations, and more. It seems like our world is falling apart. And of course, if this world is our home and it is falling apart, we get anxious. You may very well have wondered, what is happening to our world? And what has happened, as far as, at least for us who know and love Jesus, and the reason we become anxious, is we've forgotten that this world is not our home. In fact, we are, as some song says, only passing through. Now, I know we know that in the back of our minds. You know that already. We know that this world is not our home, but we've become so comfortable here that it's hard for us to think of anything else. It's the here and now that gets the attention. We get consumed by our home here. It becomes the most important thing in our lives when we forget that we have a permanent home elsewhere. Now, I'm not suggesting that we stick our head in the sand and ignore the issues of the world. I'm not suggesting that we don't fulfill our civic duties. We should and we must. However, we also need to keep a little perspective, remembering that the world and its desires pass away. Perhaps that is why Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, he said, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." The truth is, it's so easy for us to get attached to the things of this world. I know it. It's so easy to become focused on the things that are temporary because they're right in front of us. It's so easy to get caught up in all the issues of the world as if they were the most important thing. And as important as it is to take responsibility, especially for our part of the world, we need to remember, as Paul wrote to the Philippians, our citizenship is in heaven. And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our home. That is where we are citizens. We need to live that way. Now, I'm proud to be a Canadian citizen, and I appreciate the privileges and the responsibilities that come with citizenship. But I am also aware of the fact that my ultimate citizenship is not Canadian. My passport that says Canada is valid for 10 years at a time or whatever, but it's still temporary. That's not where my ultimate citizenship lies. And when Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, they knew the importance of citizenship. You know, Rome was many hundreds of miles away from Philippi, but the people born in Philippi had the privilege of being Roman citizens and the rights and the responsibilities that came with that. Somewhere, wherever the records were kept, they were registered as citizens of Rome, even though they never stepped foot in Rome. As Roman citizens, they could vote, they'd be allowed to vote, they could hold public office, they would write contracts, they could own property, they had many rights and protections, of course they had obligations too, and they were subject to Roman law, but overall it was a prized status to be a citizen of Rome, part of that great empire. And what Paul is writing to these Philippians who knew the importance of citizenship, he's telling them that there is a far greater citizenship. than what's here on earth. Our home is not here. This world is not our home. We know that somewhere in the back of our minds, but we don't always live it. In comparison to our heavenly citizenship, our earthly citizenship often takes precedence. And yet we spend so much time and energy on our home here instead of on our home there. Again, don't get me wrong, citizenship here is important. People go through all kinds of lengths to become a citizen of a particular country. My parents landed in Canada 55 years ago, this coming January. And after much paperwork and studying and exams and who knows whatever else, we became citizens of Canada. But the truth of the matter is, all of that is still temporary. Canada is not my permanent residency. I am not going to be here forever, and neither are you. Our failing bodies remind us of that from time to time. We're only here for a limited time. And yet, and this is the part that, you know, gets me, and I have to think about for myself, and yet the things of this world consume so much of our time and our focus and our energy. And I'm just simply suggesting that that's not the way it needs to be. That's not the way it should be. Let me give you an example. Suppose I had a nice piece of land. I don't know, what's a nice piece of land just outside the city limits? 5 acres, 10 acres? We'll go 20 acres. Wow, that'd be humongous, wouldn't that, in today's day and age in the Yukon, right? Suppose I had 20 acres of land just outside the city limits, and I said to you, come, build a house. Build a house and enjoy this land. You could come and you can live there. You're free to come and go as much as you like for 20 years. But after 20 years, you need to give it up. And it reverts to me. Well, now, you probably would not be anxious to do a whole lot of development on that land, because it's not yours. Why would you invest so much into something that is temporary? And why do we invest so much time and energy and focus and even anxiety over things that are at best temporary? Paul wrote to the Colossians, since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. That's an important reminder for us today, as our world that we are in temporarily in some way spins out of control and strange things happen. And even in our own personal lives, sometimes strange things happen. It's important for us to remember that we need to set our minds on the things above, not on earthly things. And that's really the encouragement that I wanted to leave with you today. And the questions that I'd like for us to consider in this regard. In what ways do we need to set our minds on things above? In what ways have we allowed the temporary things of this world to take precedence in our lives? Have we become so at home in this world that we have forgotten that we are only passing through? Or are we so intoxicated with the comforts of this world that we fail to realize where our real home is? In the end, the priorities in our lives are the evidence of what is truly important for us. Paul wrote, "If our hope in Christ is for this life alone, we are to be pitied more than all men." There is more. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await the return of our Savior. I believe this to be true. And unlike our earthly citizenship, which sometimes can be quite cumbersome to attain as far as paperwork and red tape and, you know, limited numbers and all kinds of rules and regulations, the good news is that citizenship in heaven is open to all, and it's a whole lot more straightforward. You are not born into citizenship in heaven in the way children are born as Canadian citizens. My children were automatically Canadian citizens. They're born into it. We are not born into citizenship in heaven. If your parents were wonderful, godly, God-fearing, following, committed believers, that doesn't automatically make you a citizenship of heaven. We don't get in by hanging on to someone. You cannot buy into it. No amount of money or good deeds will do it for you. You certainly cannot bargain your way in. God, I know I did this for, and maybe I did that, and maybe you could. It's a gift. It's a gift to be received, paid for by the blood of Jesus. Some scriptures that come to mind, John chapter 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 1:12, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." And you can put in there, citizens of heaven. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins," I love that verse, "he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." As citizens of heaven. And of course, Jesus says, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." And friends, I just want to encourage you this morning, really, first of all, to make sure you have your citizenship in heaven. You don't buy it. You don't bargain for it. You're not born into it. You receive it by faith in Jesus Christ, who died for your sins as well as mine. And when we are citizens of heaven, we need to remember to put our focus, our primary focus, upon our home to come. Yes, we have responsibilities here. Yes, we should fulfill them, and we should care for others. And all of those things are good and right and proper, and they have their place. But in perspective, our home is not here. I am not going to dwell in that home that I built in Tagish. What a chore that was. I'm not going to be there 100 years from now. I might not even be there 30 years from now, you know. And one day it's going to crumble. It's going to be gone. It's going to be either ashes or rubble, one or the other. We focus on these things. like it's everything, but it's not. It's not. God gives us something so much more. But as I said earlier, we get so intoxicated in a way from all the things of this, the pleasures of this world that get thrown at us, that we lose sight. And so I just want to encourage you, friends, that's all. I want to encourage you, there is more to come, and the best is yet to come. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to give you thanks today, for you are God and you are with us, and that you are Lord over all and in all and through all. And Lord God, I pray that, first of all, that if there's anyone here or watching us online that isn't sure of their certainty of their citizenship in heaven, Lord God, if they are not sure that they are a child of God, I pray that this morning, even now, that they may turn to you, as it said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just, and that you will forgive us, and that your blood will wash away all our sins, that we may be a redeemed people, a new creation, a child of God. Father God, that is the most important decision any one of us can make. And I pray, Lord, that we would make that decision if we have not already. And Lord, as people who have made that decision, help us, Father, to see clearly to our home that is permanent. And Lord, that the things of this world, although they have a place, that's all they are, they just have a place. But the real important things are you and your kingdom that you have for us. So Lord, I pray your blessing upon your people. Help us, Lord, to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.